379 AD was the year that marked the collapse of one of the mightiest and most influential empires in history. At its peak, the Roman Empire dominated the world stage with more global authority than ever seen before. Yet, despite its incredible supremacy, after hundreds of years, it fell. But how could a superpower of such greatness and strength collapse? Although a myriad of factors contributed to Rome's demise, the most significant was its internal state of disarray. Civil war, corrupt political leaders, and military overextension that prevented the population from maintaining social cohesion. The Roman Empire slowly disintegrated from the inside. Yes, of course, the barbarians knocked on the front door, but they didn't need to kick it in. Because Rome's interior was already crumbling and lacked the support of its people, the Romans imploded on their own. Now, what does Rome have to do with the direction of America in 2021? In a day and age where the American Empire seems to be decaying, the symptoms of the fall of Rome are eerily similar to what we're seeing in our country today. Everywhere we look, America seems to be corroding from the inside, from corrupt politicians to civil unrest. Our people are bitter and resentful towards one another, and with our country more polarized now than at any time in our modern history, it begs the nagging question, where in the world does America go from here? And if the fall of Rome can teach us one lesson, it's that we have only one direction for America to go from here, towards common ground. America has been put through the ringer in the last year and a half, and the consequences of our recent struggles are apparent in American life today. The collapse of our common decency and civilized behavior is a worrying sign for America's future. Similar to the Romans, the people of America are now so starkly divided that we've stopped seeing our fellow Americans as real people, and instead have replaced their humanity with meaningless labels that assign them to a team, meant to compete against everyone else. As a result, it's become nearly impossible for legislators to collectively accomplish anything, citizens are turning on one another, and the basic principles on which America was founded are being forgotten. If the lines of division continue to be drawn increasingly deeper, like Rome, we too will crumble from the inside. In order for America to go anywhere from here, we need to be able to coexist. Without a fundamental level of shared ground, solving America's most pressing issues like poverty, climate change, and immigration won't even be a possibility. In order to give our country a push in the right direction, we need to restore what has allowed America to so boldly stand the test of time: solidarity. Our country is critically lacking in connection with those from across the political aisle. And as a nation, we need a greater sense of bipartisanship between our people. Respect and trust must be prioritized again, because without it, the progress that we fought so hard for throughout our history will be lost. Civility and decency are foundational in ensuring that Americans can come together. A divided nation, pulled in both directions in a political tug of war, will only be pulled further away from progress. Solidarity is how our country can find its way out of the dysfunction we're currently experiencing. America can't go anywhere from here if we're not all on the same page. And that page must consist of us being able to put aside our differences and see one another as people first. As former President Barack Obama famously said in 2004, there is not a liberal America or a conservative America. There is the United States of America. Solidarity is what has guided our nation through its most severe trials and tribulations, through wars and depressions, revolutions and tragedies. And no matter how great our struggles may be, unity can guide us now as well.